Well, that was lovely talking to Maggie, and I'm back with Mike. Now, Mike, in our last conversation, you made reference to your art being smashed up on a council estate in South London. And I remember when that happened, and I remember you talking about it. And the process of you doing it and the process of you talking about it seemed to add up to a sum that was greater than its parts. Well, tell us what you did.
I'm trying to think of a way of telling you succinctly, but basically at the beginning of 2008's school summer holidays, I witnessed a violent incident outside my window of the flat I live in a council estate in South London, quite a run-down one, quite well known actually for being run down. And I thought, well, what can I... Part of me wanted to do something and kind of, you know, to respond in some way, and part of me felt quite traumatised, and I thought, well, the only thing that I know how to do is painting. So I started making paintings around the idea of peace, or pax, as I wrote it on the paintings, and I made, as best as I could, a painting a week and just left it out on the estate for people to take away and put in their homes or to respond to in any way that they chose. And it was done anonymously. No one knew who it was. No one knew it was me. It was interesting from the point of view that a lot of them got kind of smashed up, really. And it was that was the only way, it seemed to me, that people knew how to respond to that kind of thing. And a part of me thought, well, I'd rather they were smashing up my paintings than someone's car or someone's front door or whatever it is. And I started thinking about sort of aggression and stuff like that. But it was quite, it was for that kind of interaction that we were talking about in the previous audio booze, it was quite sort of vital, I think. And it was more, I think in the end, it was more about changing my mentality and thought processes towards those guys than it was the other way around. In a way, I left them out as a sort of prayer for peace, almost, for the summer, because every summer is the same. It's just like, oh no, we're going to get... just nail everything down, you know, it's just going to be a nightmare. And indeed, this summer's been much the same, but I haven't had the time to do the same thing, unfortunately, which I really would have liked to do.
But you did then have a kind of extended conversation with people all over the world about the process of doing it, and were talking about how you felt about doing it and posting videos about doing it on the internet. And I saw that happen. I didn't see any of the works of art other than in pictures you posted. I didn't know what was going on other than what you told me was going on. And I felt very attached to the process of what you were doing, that dialogue had a kind of a creative, philosophical, whatever value over and above the relationship between a bunch of people smashing it up and the art itself. I mean, how much of that was a part of your experience of it?
Yeah, I think it was. I mean, I got a wide range of reactions online, actually. Some people were really, really supportive, and some people were like, look, I'm going to go down there and get one before they smash it up, if that's going to keep happening, because I want them, they look great. And a lot of good reactions, and people saying, actually, this was interesting, people saying things to me about the work and the idea that I'd not thought of before, that really made an impact on me. Oh. One thing that someone said that's really stuck with me, actually, is that whatever their reaction was, visually, those works will still live in their mind for a long time to come. And, you know, it may spark off sort of further thoughts in years. And for a glimmer of a moment, there's another opportunity or another thing available to them that they might think about. But, you know, equally, there are other people who are saying, you know, you're just a middle-class twat who... is being quite patronising to a load of working class kids who have no access to education, which, you know, that's their reaction and that's fine too. But yeah, there was a huge, diverse set of reactions to it.
I loved it because I thought it was playful in the sense that it was experimental and you didn't know what was going on. There wasn't a prescribed outcome.
Yeah.
It was, I learned a lot from watching you do it, and I was grateful to you for doing it. And for the conversations that we had and the other ones I was following around it, it seemed like a really imaginative usage of social media. So, yeah, great, good stuff.